next item is Bay Forest Club MRRPC Revised Record Plan, Road 347.
This is a request to revise the final record plan. There are three revisions to the plan. The first is in the geometry of stormwater management pond, the alignment of Bay Forest Drive. Stormwater management pond has been made larger, and the curvature of Bay Forest Drive has been deleted, which makes this section of right-of-way straight road. The engineers provided a circular traffic calming device. Second revisions for the relocation of lot 176. This is necessary since the developers have provided a new connecting road within the Bywood subdivision, which they now also own. The interconnection road and the relocated lot 176 are now located to the east of lot 1. And the last revision is for the location and building footprints of the cottages that are located along Indigo Bunny Court. And there's been a minor revision to the geometry of Indigo Bunny Court. This plan now references 12 cottages. The previously approved plan had 14. There is still a 10-foot building separation between the detached cottages. And if you're favorable towards preliminary approval, final would be subject to review and approval of the commission upon receipt of all agency approvals, since this is an RPC. That's up to Mr. Wheatley.
Mr. Chairman, I'm pretty familiar with this site. Went out there and looked at it today, and I'm of the opinion that these improvements are... that these changes are an improvement to the site plan, especially with the reduction in the number of cottages and the interconnecting road. I'd like to make a motion to approve this revision unless some of the other commissioners have a question.
Mr. Smith, it appears the applicant would like the opportunity to change your mind. Sounds like you're getting ready to approve it, but he wants to speak. If we'll let him speak, see if after we hear him, maybe we won't like it so much.
Just real quickly. It's clarification for me more than anything. But
tell us who you are.
I'm sorry, Kevin McBride with Mayor's Ritchie Associates, representing Bay Forest. About a year and a half ago, about the same time we were in here for the Bywood, we also came in and asked for an adjustment for the single-family lots to a 10-foot front yard setback. These are single-family detached buildings, but they're not individual lots. They're condominiums. The same 10-foot, we assume, minimum building setback line would apply, only because Indigo Bunting has a 50-foot right-of-way here. These would be 10-foot from that. These other ones would be sitting back more like 20 feet from the roadway to be consistent. So I think it's more of a clarification. We thought we had that, but I just want to make sure that you agree that we do have that for these as detached buildings, that the same setback off of the similar right-of-way would be adhered to.
So, one question. The 1, 2, and 3 are the only ones that have the 10-foot setback. The rest of them are 20 feet.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because their right-of-way is at the curb rather than back off.
Units right here, where they're right along the road, across from unit 4.
Two rectangles?
Yeah, two rectangles. They look like...
Is there a lot 4 over here? Or?
Condo unit 4. It looks like you got a shed that's right on the road.
Oh, those are parking pads.
Yeah. Parking pads?
Parking pads, yes.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Bay Forest Club MRPC, my motion is for approval as a revision to the final record plan.
The move and seconded to approve the Bay Forest Club MRPC revised record plan on Road 347. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.